The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
I am Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And this will be our last show, actually, for the semester until we get some... We'll come in every now and then. But anyways, on today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking to you about some ghost stories and TTT complaints. Why are people complaining? Seriously, you got nothing to complain about. All this and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a minute to just think about this for a second. Okay. We all listening for a second? You guys just ready?
Yep.
Okay. This is the last show of the semester. Like, during the actual school year. We're done.
Woohoo! Yes, party!
Yes to... Are you saying you're excited to be not being on Where the Wind Blows for a little while? That's depressing.
No, I'm excited that it's the end of the semester.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sure, whatever. You're welcome.
Anyways, guys, so tonight's show, we're going to be going live... from Where the Wind Blows from 7 o'clock today, and we're actually going till 10:30 p.m. tonight with a slight transition to The Jukebox, which I will be guest hosting on as well. It's going to be one hell of a party, guys.
Definitely.
So
2 hours straight.
2 hours of partying, and you know, you're going to have to get close to your mic in order for us to hear you, right?
You know, we don't need the listeners to hear that.
We'll just put Kelvin off to turn his mic off right now. But
we don't need the negativity in here.
I agree. But anyways, the TTC thing. Okay, sit down. Stay a while. We have some people in the studio who actually want to hear about this TTC thing. But we'll get that in just a second. But for those of you who were listening to when we were talking about our ultimate fan here on Where the Wind Blows, that contest is due today, so make sure you have your submissions in by the end of the day, by the end of the hour, and actually make sure it's in by the end of the jukebox, and maybe by the end of the jukebox we will announce the winner for our show, for the, if you think you're the best, or not the best, but if you think that you are the most dedicated fan of Where the Wind Blows, you get the ultimate prize pack, and which will be announced later today. On the jukebox. So make sure you have your submissions in. We'll talk about that a little bit later today. So, the TTC. Go outside. You guys talk outside. I don't want to be distracted here. Okay. So actually, in the studio, we have Lady J. Come on over here, and grab a. Oh yeah. You can have your say too. You can have your tea. You can have your say too. So plug in your headphones, and we have a Lady J here from. Tell us a little bit about your show first of all.
Yes, I am DJ Lady J. I am the host of DJ Lady J's R&B group from 3:30 to 6:30 every Wednesdays. And I actually I have another show on Scarborough UFT Fusion Radio, and that is Slow Jams, and that is going to be coming back revamped on May 15th.
Nice.
From 11 to 1 p.m. every Sundays. I previously used to have it for Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m., and it just finished, so that show is going to be coming back.
Nice.
So you'll be tuning in. If you like to tune in, it's from 3:30 to 6:30 with DJ Scribe.
Nice.
I kind of stumbled upon When the Wind Blows, Where the Wind Blows, because we knew each other for a while.
Yeah.
Since I started here since October, but not a lot of people know that I DJ. I kind of kept it a little bit quiet. And now a lot of people from my high school are kind of like finding out that I do this. And
nice.
They're really in shock because back in high school, I never talked. I was more of the quiet, nerdy kind of girl. Don't really talk to any guys. Didn't talk to girls too tough. Went home, go to school, go home, do homework. That's it. Don't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Not into the party thing. I still not into the party thing. I don't really go to clubs, but I do. But a lot of people do not know that. But So
I'm happy that I have a show.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, you do have a great show. I was in here a little bit earlier. Just walked in. Saying some things. You know, that's just how we roll here.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Yeah,
that's the show,
pretty crazy.
That's just how we roll here at Centennial. We just kind of, you know, if we have a show, you know, if someone is, we all see someone on a show, we'll just pop in, you know, unannounced, and you know, everybody's cool with it. We all get along, and you know, it's free advertising.
Yeah, right? My radio show is pretty crazy when it comes to the news stories that we talk about. Oh,
for sure.
Oh boy.
Speaking of news stories.
Yeah.
CTC, yeah.
Yes.
It's weird. Well, it's not really. I wouldn't say that. It was really strange. I live in Oshawa.
Mm-hmm.
And the transit there sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out here to TTC, to Toronto, and I travel to TTC, and it's so efficient. Mm-hmm. I go to Oshawa and I come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, you know what? You can actually get from point A to point B without waiting 3 hours to get down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I find a lot of people in Toronto, you know, I'm not saying you particularly, but complain that their transit just isn't efficient enough. And I'm like, why? Like, I dare you. I dare you to go to Oshawa for a week and try to get from point A to point B without a car and then come back to Toronto. And I dare you to say the TTC
sucks. You know what?
Sucks.
You made a good point in some way, because I used to live in York, Markham. I used to live in Markham. So I understand exactly, because my parents live at 16th Avenue, 9th Line. That's almost Stouffville.
Oh, really? Wow. That's
and
crazy.
And the buses there, one particular bus finishes at 11. But the strangest thing about that bus is at 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, it switches to a school bus.
What? Seriously?
Yes.
Wow.
School bus.
That's ridiculous.
And it's not the big school bus that you usually see. It's the small mini bus.
That's crazy.
That people could be only two in a seat, and there's no seat belts.
That's ridiculous.
So it's like that. And Sundays, for the buses finish, one bus finishes at 7, and the other bus finishes at 10, the latest.
That's
so
ridiculous.
If you miss that bus, you're done.
On Sunday.
I got stranded a couple of times when I was living in Markham.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had to walk from 16th, Warden and 16th Avenue, all the way down to 16th and Main Street.
Wow, that is ridiculous.
I walked for like a good 3 hours.
That's crazy. Wow. I live in Oshawa, right? And I live just off of Highway 2 in Thornton there. Mm-hmm. And I occasionally like to go to the AMC movie theater. Now, what would take me 45 minutes to an hour to walk, right?
Oh, wow.
About 5-10 minutes to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It would take me probably about 3 hours by bus for transfers, because in Oshawa and in Durham region, all the buses run only every half hour or so.
You know,
and
why
it's ridiculous
too?
Because it's like,
you know why too? It's because a lot of people drive.
This is very true.
And the thing is, because the people drive,
yeah,
they're not really promoting the transit because everybody drives, but which is dumb because not a lot of people have cars.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, I can walk. It's easier for me to walk from point A to point B than it is to take a bus.
The reason why a lot of people in Toronto complain about TTC is because it's the customer service. I don't think it's more of the transportation wise.
Oh, I find
it's more of the customer service, because let me tell you a story. There was one story. I was going to school, Progress, and this lady, she was short by 75 cents. She's like maybe 77 years old, the most. And the bus driver went off on her so bad that he was like, you know, people used to like to scam the drivers, scam TTC. Next time, go get a bus ticket. If you can't afford bus tickets, then don't take the bus.
Wow.
Yeah, I fully
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, and me personally, I didn't have change on me, and I felt really bad because a 78-year-old lady or 77-year-old lady, she doesn't need that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I did report the bus driver.
Good, good, good,
I did report,
that's good.
But the thing is, I haven't heard anything about the whole situation since.
That's ridiculous.
And I reported TTC a couple of times before.
Yeah.
Nothing got resolved. Nothing.
Nothing. That's ridiculous.
And there was one time, because I have a heart condition, so I can't really run for the bus or whatever. So there was one point that I was trying to go to Progress.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I saw the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want because I was registering for classes. And I know that time I didn't know the registrar's office closes at 7 instead of 4:30. Now, I'm going there, and the bus driver saw me try to get the bus.
Yeah.
He didn't want to open the door.
What?
He didn't want
to
open
the door. That's happened to me so many times.
And then when he did open the door, I showed him my transfer. He didn't want to drive the bus. And then he kicked me off.
That is just
ridiculous. I called customer service. They're like, oh, well, we're not going to file the complaint. So since then, I'm just like, you know what? You can't really blame people in Toronto getting mad about TTC anymore because...
We heard it all.
And... Ridiculous. What really gets me so, so, so mad is Bob Kinnear going on TV, getting mad at us customers who paying our fares most of the time, and we don't get respect back. When somebody asks for directions, why a bus driver always gives attitude? Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's happened to me too, yeah.
Or, oh, get a map. Or next time when you're going to go somewhere, you should know where you're going. We don't need that. We're paying you guys your salary.
Yeah.
We're paying you guys. You know what I mean? We're paying you. And then when nobody wants to take the bus, then you guys complain and you want to go on strike. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It really doesn't. It's ridiculous.
You know, so now they're complaining that they can't strike anymore. But you know what? You guys brought it on to yourself.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's such a debate. Mm-hmm. And DJ Sky's there in the background. He's trying so hard not to laugh.
Wow.
Because me and him always have debates every night about either TTC or the whole elections thing coming up or music. It's always something that every night I get so irritated. I'm a type of person, when I hear certain things, I get so...
Yeah.
Like,
I definitely hear you. You should see me in some shows. But
oh, God.
Unfortunately, we do have to move on now because we do have a limited time here. So thank you for
break. No,
like, we'll talk about the TTC another day. You know,
I don't want to get into it.
When we go off air, we'll do some talking. Don't worry. All right. Thanks for popping in, by the way.
No problem.
All right. That was Lady J, and her internet radio show is, what's your radio show?
DJ Lady J's R&B Groove. That will be every Wednesdays from 3:30 to 6:30.
And then you're on
on Fusion Radio.
Fusion Radio.
FusionRadio.ca. Every Sundays from 11 to 1 p.m.
Alrighty.
And the show called Slow Jams. So.
Alrighty.
So check it out.
Awesome. Yeah. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, to listen to Lady J on and her DJing and her shows here at Centennial On Demand as well. But once again, thank you for coming in. It was a pleasure to have you into the studio here today.
No problem.
You know what? That's how we work here. All right, thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a great night.
You too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady J, and we're going to start you off with some more music here. Start you off with Love Me When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down. The time is now 7:13. Coming up, we'll be talking a little bit about some ghost stories. If you've got your own ghost stories, let us know. And share your stories with us. Give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/wherethewindblows. You can tweet us your stories at twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. And lastly, if you actually want to throw us an email with your stories, send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. But on that note, we're going to send you to some music with Love Me When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down. Check it out, guys. Oops, no, not quite yet. We don't know what we're doing here, apparently. So now we're going to...
Technical
difficulties here. More like mental stability issues. But anyways...
retardedness.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
A little bit of a derp.
And welcome to the studio, anyways. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try this one more time. And here is Love Me When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down. Have some fun going here once it decides it wants to... Nope,
press
wrong button. Wrong button. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Three Doors Down with Love Me When I'm Gone.
There's another world inside.
this life that I can't hide. Somewhere in this darkness, there's a light that I find. Maybe it's too far away. Maybe I'm just blind. Just blind. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong, hold me when I'm scared, and love me when I'm gone. Everything I am and everything in me wants to be the one you wanted me to be. I'll never let you down, even if I could. I'd give up everything if only for your good. So hold me when I'm here, grab me when I'm wrong, and hold me when I'm scared. Under my skin, I won't tell you a damn thing that I could not tell my friends. Roaming through this darkness, I'm alive, but I'm alone. And part of me is fighting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Centennial Internet Radio Program, Where the Wind Blows, live with Eric Terry and Kelvin Wong. We are doing this already. What are you talking about? Ladies and gentlemen,
this.
Welcome back. Well, you just heard Love Me When I'm Gone by Three Doors Down.
Oh, yeah.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor and Jump by Van Halen. I love that song. It just makes you want to
jump.
You know what I mean? Anyways, guys, here at Centennial On Demand, we've got an open door policy where our door is wide open for people to come in right now. Also, we've got the lights off, and we're trying to conserve as much energy as we possibly can right
and
now, guys.
And we are all doing this shirtless.
That's just to bring the ladies in.
Almost.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost doing that shit.
Ladies.
If it was any hotter, you know what?
All you pretty Asian girls, come on in here. Kelvin wants you.
Oh, yeah.
If it was honestly any hotter in here, I think we all would be shirtless. Dead serious, guys. Like, it's... Okay, I gotta be
it's
here.
So
it's
hot
getting
in
hot in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
So take off all your clothes.
Pretty much.
Oh, you guys
do that on a daily basis.
Amen.
I did that on a daily basis. What are you talking about? It was hot outside today. I was like, screw this, guys. I'm taking my shirt off.
And then it started raining.
And you know what? The rain was nice. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't like a cold rain. It was like a nice, refreshing rain. But anyways.
Steph and Max and Colin were having a wet t-shirt contest out there. It was nice.
Anyways.
At least that's what Chewie said.
Anyways, so moving on, guys, we're going to talk about some ghost stories here. I'm not sure, any of you guys have some stories, some ghost stories at all? No, we're not singing Shake Tramp.
Too late now.
We can't sing that, it's like illegal.
You got
a story?
Well, not personally, but...
You heard of a friend who has a story?
What? No, actually, in the town, like, near where I live, I live in Uxbridge. I live in the middle of nowhere in the country, but in the closest town, like, in Uxbridge, there is like an old library there. They have rebuilt it. It is like newer than it was before, but they've still kept the original tower from the old library, and it's kept as like a historical monument. And there have been many ghost sightings and reportings there. They've even had I don't know if you've seen the show Ghost Tracker. They've come to the town. They've filmed there. They've done research on the ghosts.
Really?
Like any of those shows, they found nothing, but there's always those legends, there's always those ghost stories, there's always say, oh, I've seen a ghost in the library late at night. What are you doing? What are you doing in the library late at night? You're not that dedicated to school. I don't think anyone's that dedicated to school, but
I've got a couple of stories. We're just going to let people, if anyone's listening in, we'd love to hear your stories, because it would be shout-outs, guys. If you are listening, give us a call at 416-289-5000, extension 8615. If you've got a ghost story, we'd love to hear from you.
You know,
that's not done yet. Let me finish my thought, sir. Also, we have the Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter is wherewindblowsr. Or send us an email with your ghost story, which is wherethewindblows@live.com. I've got a couple stories. One of them actually just happened a couple weeks ago, which kind of made me want to start this whole ghost story thing. I was at the Guild Inn with Aaron. We had a video camera. For some reason, our actors bailed on us, and so we had a camera and nothing to do. So we're like, you know what? Let's go film something. And so we grabbed the camera and we went to the Guild Inn. We had the lav and we had the mic extension as well. And
boom.
Yeah, with the boom mic. We had the boom mic as well. And
I think he was just saying boom.
Anyways, so we went to the Guild Inn. And you know how everything was not on auto. Everything was on manual. And I tried to change exposure and f-stop. And it went from my f-stop, for those, I'll explain this to those untech-savvy people in a second, went from 1.6 to 11 when I was on manual. And I couldn't go around it. This is like the manual exposure I was trying to fix, and it went from 1.6, went from like 2.6 to 11.3 or 11.8 or something like that, and I couldn't change it. And so what I did then is I put a filter, I put the ND filter on, the night day. It's called in other terms, it's the night day filter. And so I changed it. I put that filter in, and then later when it started to get dark, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take the exposure down, the filter off. And when I went to go change my exposure, everything was perfectly fine again. The actual, when we were filming with the man earlier, when I had to put the filter on, we were just off the property before we went in. Kind of creepy. I mean, that's the only thing, I can't explain it. The camera was working perfectly fine, but for some reason, that exposure just wouldn't change. We were sitting outside.
We
turned the camera off and turned it back on, and everything was still, and it was still all screwy.
Mm-hmm. Screw it.
I don't know.
I believe like ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts, Zach?
Actually, yes. Yes,
good,
I do.
Good. Because I have another story for you. Check this out. I was at the Whippy Courthouse Theater. I did a show at the Whippy Courthouse Theater. I did that Sweeney Todd. There's a ghost story at the Whippy Courthouse Theater, and I can tell you that. I'll tell you what it was about. Back in the early 1900s or late 1800s, somebody was being tried for a rape trial, and there's a man sitting up on the balcony upstairs, and he said, pardon me, like he was this guy's nephew, he was being tried for a rape, and just before the verdict was given, the guilty verdict was given, this man ran to the end to the balcony to see what this guy's verdict was, fell over the balcony to his death. Wow. That's the story. Now, to this day, it says it's haunted by this man who fell to his death, and people have seen things like a black man with a tall black hat. Apparently, he's got red eyes.
Why do all ghosts have red eyes?
Oh, I don't know. But I'll tell you my story. I was waiting for a ride outside the. I was waiting for a ride outside the front doors. And there was nobody else at the courthouse theater, and all of a sudden, like, I'm out standing outside the front doors, and I hear a. I looked inside, and there was nobody there. Nobody there.
Somebody just walked in.
No one walked in. Yeah, exactly. Well,
exactly.
But no, that's what it was. It was just a random. That's what I heard.
Nice.
And I looked into the windows, and there was not a person in sight.
There is no one outside.
I'm talking about my ghost story, Mr. Wong. Do you have a ghost story?
No, not really. I don't have anything that sounds creepy.
Actually, there is one I have heard of. It's not really a ghost story. It's more like it's the one common curse story that everyone's heard about.
Yeah.
The story of Macbeth. The curse of the Macbeth.
It's happened to me too.
Didn't happen to me, but it happened. Macbeth. But when it happened, when I was in high school, I was in grade 9. I was going to go see Macbeth, my school's performance, and what happened was during the performance, it was like the last performance, and everyone was saying, "Oh, nothing has gone wrong, but something probably will," and. During the last performance, during one of the fight scenes, one of the lights actually fell onto the main actor's foot.
Really?
Like, fell off from the from the rafters and fell on the actor's foot.
Wow,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
The curse of Macbeth.
Insanity. Ooh.
Creepy. Actually, the myth is you cannot mention that play.
Yeah, everyone says everyone says he said the name before the
Macbeth.
Show.
Yeah, it's more if you say Macbeth in the Wings. You can say the German play, you can say that, but you can't actually say Macbeth in the Wings or anywhere on set or on stage in the booth, anywhere that's associated with the show.
Everyone was saying he did. He denied it. He said it was the school's fault for having faulty wiring or whatever to keep it up there. We all said, some people were actually saying, "Dude, we heard you say the name of the show. Like, you can't deny it."
Creepy.
But yeah.
Apparently nobody's. Apparently we're not getting anybody who's got ghost stories out there. I'm pretty sure there's got to be somebody out there who has had some kind of encounter.
Kelvin, yell outside and ask random people if they have ghost stories.
Go. Excuse me, sir.
Lady J, go get her.
Lady J. Oh, we don't know where she is. Oh, whatever. She's looking for Doji. I think he disappeared. It was probably a ghost.
Okay, well, since we're not getting anything, should we go on to a music break?
Music break? I think, you know, before we do that, I want to let everybody know, if you are listening, and obviously if you're hearing my voice, you are kind of, listening. We are still looking for our number one fan. And that contest contest deadline is today at the end of the jukebox.
Where's
our
number one fan?
We're still waiting for the entries to be submitted. Mm-hmm. But ladies and gentlemen, so I am giving it was supposed to be by the end of today's show, but I'm giving everybody who's listening an extension to the end of the jukebox, which is at 10:30 p.m. So if you have a submission, if you want to prove to us that you are our biggest fan, our most dedicated fan, you only have a couple more hours to submit your project. If it's on YouTube, upload it to YouTube, send us the link. If it's anywhere, if it's something else, like, just email it to us, wherethewindblows@live.com, and in the title put contest entry.
And we will announce the winner on next week's show of Where the Wind Blows.
There is no next week's show of Where the Wind Blows.
There is no
winter.
The next episode.
No.
I was gonna,
we'll announce it.
The end of your show, we'll announce it.
So be like, the winner is.
And the winner is. So, like, what, so once you've like signed off and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So not during your DJ party. Don't worry. No, I'm not gonna screw that up. Don't worry.
We could.
But if you are our number one fan, here's some ideas. You can make a collage of like the show.
If you're a number one fan of this show, you listen to my show too.
True that.
That's true.
This is true. This is very true.
That is very true.
Ladies and gentlemen, but let me give some examples.
Our triad of radio shows.
You guys say that I have ADD. Seriously. Wow.
And we just like even changing topics on the fly.
If you have, we
plan this. We plan this. We don't do this off the top of our heads. We actually plan this.
Screw you guys. I can just do this. There we go. Anyways, so screw you guys. So if you guys do have any submissions or if you get some ideas, you can make it like a little video or something, whatever. You can make a video collage, take a picture, write a story, whatever. Just to show that you are the most dedicated fan for this show. And you have until 10 p.m.
Put where the jukebox blows.
What? The jukebox doesn't move. It's plugged into a wall.
It does now. Oh, my mic is still on. Nice.
I turned it on. Anyways, guys, so your deadline is at 10 p.m. Kelvin, make sure you let everybody on the social network.
We might even go 10:30 or
10:30. We'll see how that goes. But let everybody know on the social networking, and we'll because we like those submissions, because the ultimate Where the Wind Blows prize pack, you'll get every episode on CDs and DVDs. You'll get a huge poster signed by the four of us. And you'll have dinner with the hosts, and you'll also be able to host the show as well.
Woohoo!
And I'm not talking about co-hosting when Steph came into the show or when Katie came into the show when they guest co-host. No, you'll be hosting the show. You've got control. So that's
your show. You do what you want.
And Andrea was supposed to be doing that, but unfortunately she broke her ankle and she hasn't been able to come to the studio since. So
a lot of our prize winners keep. Like, not coming back and asking, where's our prize?
Well, they have to come and get it.
That's true.
But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, we are... I got to make sure that I'm on the right song here.
Whoops.
Because knowing me...
Whoops.
What is whoops, Calvin?
Whoops.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't like whoops.
Mute the whoops.
I can't mute the whoops now. It's already been said.
Well, such a mute. Mute him before he says more whoops.
Bars and tones.
Okay,
you are such a weirdo.
Kelvin is playing with his sound effects in his brain. I think we should mute him.
I think okay. I'm just one second. I'm just trying to figure out what song do we have. What song do we have next?
Bohemian.
Just press the play button on the CD player. Play this.
I have the next song.
It's too dark in here. You can't locate the play button.
Shh. Deadline, guys. 10:00 p.m. tonight. Here we're gonna start the next. We're gonna start our next. I changed that song. Never mind. The next song we have is Cherry Pie by Poison to start you off with some more music on the way here, ladies and gentlemen.
Cherry Pie.
I like Cherry Pie.
Poison. Here we go, guys. Take it away.
Bye. with my daughter no more. She's my cherry pie.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong,
live on Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chicks and Cars by Colin James. Before that, we also had some Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith. And before that, what do we have, Calvin?
I don't know.
We had Cherry Pie by Poison. That was your music there. And that can't be right. Is it already 7:53?
That's not right.
Yeah, it is. It is already 7:53. Ladies and gentlemen, holy crap. Wow. Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun and singing.
Apparently, oh, yeah. Guys, either or in 60 seconds, we got some...
literally 60 seconds.
Literally 60... Literally, come on, guys.
Literally 60 seconds.
Literally... Okay, guys, I guess we're going to do some skipping around here, but... I can't talk.
That's what happens after you write a radio exam.
Yeah, pretty much.
That wasn't that bad, though.
No, it wasn't that bad. All that studying, just for that.
No, I know.
Think of it that way.
I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning studying for that exam.
Same.
But anyways, guys, if you are listening, come up with 60 either-or questions to ask either Kelvin, Zach, or myself, and see if you can, have to make sure that we have to get this all your questions answered within 60 seconds. If we don't have an answer in 60 seconds, then you get a little bit of a prize. But we won't be able to tell you that until you come up with 60 questions. Questions.
If it's a question a second, yeah.
Question a second. So 60 questions or somewhere along there. You have to give a – we have to make sure we get through as many as we can. So that's coming up. And give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. And that's how you do that game. Also, if you have Skype, you can give us a Skype call too, and that is Where Wind Blows Radio on the Skype, guys. Or if you've got me personally on the Skype, then you can do it that way as well. But – as for this this particular second, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call, 416-289-5000. We're going to send you to some music before we go and do that. So make sure you have 60 questions. If not, and we can't tell you if there is no 60 questions, or if you can't get a hold of us, then we're going to have to come up with something else. But don't worry, we got your back. But we would rather hear from you guys. We'd like to know if you know what I mean, right?
I think
so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a...
Another song.
We're gonna play one song for you to get us for you to bring that music in. We're gonna start off with I Wanna Be Sedated. Thank you, Calvin. We're gonna go to I Wanna Be Sedated by the Ramones. And
really?
After that, yes, that's what we're gonna do. Okay. And then after that, nice. Either one, 60 seconds coming at you, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, or Skype us Where Wind Blows Radio, or if you have me. I'm not personally going to give you my my Skype. But
who do you think we are, Jewy?
This is very true. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Or we've also got Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, here is I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. Sedated by the Ramones, and now we're going to play Either Or in 60 seconds. And since people out there were kind of, you know what, iffy about calling in, seriously, guys, don't be shy to call in.
Give them a little bit of time.
We've got a minute and a half before we go on air.
Think of it this way.
We are transitioning.
Technically, right now, it's the lag, so the song's just ending now.
This is very true, but...
Think of it this way. We're traveling through time.
Dude, we are, too. Dude, that's sick. We're traveling through time. That's epic.
I don't know.
Everything, anything and everything. So, ladies and gentlemen, so now that the song is over,
Okay.
We have a special surprise for you. So, Zach.
I do.
You guys, you come up with some questions.
Oh, okay.
60 seconds, either okay. or. You
let
know
me,
what?
Let me put a timer on.
I got it right here. 60 seconds.
Okay. Start.
60 seconds, and let me know when to start.
Okay. Start now. Okay. iMac or iPad?
Oh, shoot. iPad, go.
Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi. Coke. Nope. Coke.
Spider 7-Up.
7-Up.
Bugatti Veyron or Lamborghini Murcielago?
Bugatti.
Okay, awesome. What else do we have?
Hurry up. You've got 37
Digital
seconds.
Digital or analog clock?
Analog.
Okay. BlackBerry or iPhone?
BlackBerry. I have one. Okay. Calvin, you start thinking of some.
Okay, water or juice?
Juice.
Women or men?
Women! Women!
Okay.
Seriously.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Redheads or raven-haired?
Raven-haired?
Okay, now raven-haired or brunette?
Brunette.
Okay.
Jewy or Vamsy?
Jewy. 5, 4,
okay,
three,
I think that's it.
2, 1. It. Oh, dear.
That was a good last one for Calvin. Calvin wins.
Yeah.
Calvin wins. Calvin, you get to have dinner with me.
What happened to the women or men question?
That's true.
It's his own damn fault. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now out of time for Where the Wind Blows. Just so you know, you have 2.5 hours now to submit your contest submissions for the Ultimate Fan Contest, guys. And we're gonna get you out. We're gonna send you off to an awesome song, which is our last song of the night. And these people actually performed in studio a couple months ago, and they are Viva Mars. And they actually played this live in our studio, Calvin's Blues. So this is for you, buddy.
Thank you.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here from Where the Wind Blows, we will don't turn that dial off. We'll be playing some music in between. There's going to be a little bit of a gap, but you know what, guys? We're going to get you. Don't worry. We're going to be okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here at Where the Wind Blows, I'm Eric Terry.
I am Calvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And
tune in and... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Tune in half an hour. We're going to be playing some songs for half an hour, but tune in at 8:30 for the Jukebox's second in a row 2-hour DJ night. We're going to have Calvin Wong DJing. We're going to have
Woo!
Eric Terry guest hosting. It's
going to be an
awesome end of year party for all you college and university students.
Epic.
And for Centennial too, you know.
Obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here, we're going to let you listen to Calvin's Blues by Viva Mars.
Have a great summer!
Thank you, Calvin. We'll talk to you in about half an hour or so, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, Calvin's Blues by Viva Mars.
Such a